announcements this morning. We have probably more than normal, so bear with me for a minute here. We have the nursery available for those of you with children up to the age of two. That's just on the other side of the fellowship hall. We also have the live stream playing in the teen room if you have children over the age of two having trouble in the sanctuary this morning. This morning, we will be having a meeting for the VBS staff or volunteers. That'll be after Sunday school in the fellowship hall there. We'll have pizza, and I'll give you guys your information. If you can't stick around for the meeting and you're helping out with VBS, please find me. I have some materials for you to look at and just a couple expectations for VBS now that we're a couple weeks out. That way you guys can look over those before VBS starts. We are still in need of a few volunteers for VBS. Specifically, we don't have anyone signed up yet for the nursery, for third and fourth graders, the kitchen, or games. So if you are able to help out with VBS, those are some of our needs, the nursery, third and fourth graders, in the kitchen, and with the game rotation. So if you're interested and willing to help out for 4 days in June, please let me know. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you want to look at that. If you help out with one of the groups, you'll just be guiding them from place to place around the building and then helping out the leader at those rotations. Just keep them in check and organized. If you help out with a rotation like games, you'll be giving them instructions and coming up with some activities for them to do. And then the kitchen, we have snacks for the kids each day. So that'll be getting food and serving food, and then the nursery for those of the staff with children who are too young for VBS. So if you'd like to help out with any of those, that would be much appreciated. We have registration forms on the website. I don't know if we have any more physical registration forms here. I can print some off before too long. That way you guys can sign up for it. We have the nursery for during Sunday morning service is looking to expand their rotation. We're dwindling down our numbers of students that are able to help in there, and especially with graduation coming up soon here, we're going to be losing a few of those students. So if you are interested in helping out with the nursery during the Sunday morning service, please talk to Therese or I, and then we can talk about getting you on the rotation schedule for that, for the nursery during Sunday morning service. We also have the kitchen time for fellowship time between Sunday morning service and Sunday school. If you're interested in helping out with that, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer to help serve or to bring some snacks for that. Youth group tonight is going to be at 6 o'clock, like always. It is going to be our early graduation party this week, so we're going to have water games, we're going to have some worship, and we're going to have kind of a meal with that. So youth group kids, make sure you bring something that you can get wet in, and make sure you bring something to dry off with. Those are important things. Last year we missed the second half of that, and it was a little cold. We also, May 29th will be our summer kickoff for the sixth graders that have just graduated. That'll be the first time that they are welcome to come to youth group, and we'll have a game night. We'll have a barbecue and a campfire with that. So that'll be the first night for those sixth graders coming up, and that'll also be a fun night for the summer as well. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is John chapter 1, verses 12 through 13. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Well, good morning again. We welcome you to our worship service and those that are joining us online. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, we're going to sing number 488. He Keeps Me Singing, number 488.
Mm-hmm.
within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Every longing keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fill across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Wonderful singing. If you greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity for bringing our prayer requests and praises before the church. But before I ask for those, just to let you know, in the foyer, there's a table that has about 12 baby bottles on it. There's a flyer in our bulletin. It is a fundraiser from the Plus One Center in Huron that they do a baby bottle fundraiser. What they ask is... the formula may be a good thing to do because of the shortage, but they ask that from now to Father's Day, any spare change you may have, instead of going onto your dresser drawer or stuck in a box or stuck in your car, if you would just remember them and put that in your spare change in the baby bottles, and then bring them back on the 15th or on Father's Day. Today's the 15th, and it goes for about a month. This is just an opportunity, as the flyer explains a bit about the ministry and how they have been impacting those that find themselves with unplanned pregnancies, and promote life and the options that those mothers and families may have. So that is an opportunity we have, and that's what is in the foyer on the little table. Just a couple of reminders for prayer requests. We'll lift up Homer Krager. The announcement came through yesterday on email that his sister Audrey Lechner passed away. And so we'll be praying for them, continually praying for Nathan Bonebright. Also for those in our state and the other states surrounding us with the storms that came through Thursday. And Tammy and I definitely want to extend our thanks for those that have prayed for us in our journey back to Michigan. And we got to spend a little extra time in Iroquois Thursday watching the storm go by. Grateful for American Bank and Trust for its awning and in the drive-thru. So grateful to be a customer and be saved there. But other requests or praises that you bring before the church. Yeah, Paula.
Jerome did have his surgery this week. It went as planned. The doctors want him to wait a little longer to go back to the activities that he was planning, but I think he's sore enough that he won't wait as needed.
Okay. So Jerome, he had surgery scheduled much earlier, but due to having a cold and such, it got postponed, and it was occurred this week. It went well, and now we pray not only for healing, but that he would follow the doctor's advice and not push himself too fast getting back out to the work that he has around, and we understand that that's going to be difficult for him. So we do praise God for this successful surgery. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Carrie.
My sister called this week, and Hannah had her MRI. The tumor is growing a little bit, but they plan on taking the baby in about 6 to 7 weeks. 2 weeks after that, she'll have her surgery, but the tumor's got nerves attached into it, so they're going to have to do chemo and radiation for sure. So,
So we've been praying for Kiana, and I appreciate the update, because people ask me, and I turn around and ask your mom or you, and so it's grateful to know how we can pray. But the MRI was this week. The tumor has been growing a little bit, looking like they will deliver the baby in 6 to 7 weeks, and then 2 weeks later, she will have surgery and chemo as well. So we will definitely be praying and knowing that God is still capable of healing. And so we will pray for that as well. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into our time of worship this morning, we thank you for as way back at the very beginning of creation, you have established that there is one day needing for us to be set aside for rest, and that opportunity to remind ourselves that we are not capable of unlimited strength and energy. Father, I pray that as we go through our weeks, part of the stepping aside and resting, stepping aside and worshiping together is the reminder that you watch over us, that whether it be through worry or concern, you do take care of us and supply our needs. Father, we think of the storms that came through. We have been greatly appreciative of the moisture, knowing that we have been so dry. And Father, as the fields dry out, give patience to our farmers. We thank you for the moisture for our, not only croplands, but for our pastures. Father, we pray for those that have dealt with this strong storm that came through, and for those families that lost loved ones. It is again a reminder that we are not in control of a lot of things. Father, we do pray for those that are still cleaning up decisions that have to be made with families and school districts, that you would give wisdom and that you would supply their needs. Father, for the churches and your people in these areas to be able to be your hands and feet, we just ask that they would again would be salt and light. The opportunities are endless to help, but also to share the love of Christ, both in word and deed. Father, we lift up the needs of our church body. We continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright, and the latest update is Nathan gains more stamina, able to walk without looking down and to be able to look around, is regaining his balance. Things that we take for granted that in a moment can be taken away. Father, we continue to ask that you would build him in strength, also restore his memory, both long-term and short-term. Father, we're grateful to see the progress he has made. We pray that you would continue to give Brian and Deb strength through this time. For Nathan, that we continue to pray for complete healing. For the next part of this adventure, that you would open up the doors for the next facility beyond the QLI. Father, we lift up those that have lost loved ones. We pray for Tom and the passing of his mom, also for Homer and the passing of his sister, that you would be an ever-present help during this time of grief, and for all the decisions, and for the families to work through, that they would truly sense your peace and your presence. Father, we pray for Jerome and healing from his surgery, and that he would be patient with the process, that you would restore his health, that the things around the farm and the ranch, you would help him to be patient, as well as allow others to come alongside and help him in these the chores and all those things that go with working with the land at this time of year and working with cattle. Father, we pray for Kiana, and we know you are in control. We pray for her baby, that continued growth and health, and as the date has been picked, that you would protect her and her baby, that beyond the delivery, the next steps, we pray that you, as a great physician, would heal. Father, we know you are capable of either stepping in miraculously or using the doctors. We pray for the whole team that you would give them wisdom, that you would give peace that passes all understanding, that guards their heart and minds. It is so easy to become anxious, and it is justifiably so. But Father, I pray that you would speak into her life and the family's life, that you are walking with them through this time. Father, we pray for the ministries that you've entrusted to us. We think of VBS coming up and the meeting this afternoon, but also getting ourselves prepared for ministering to the students in our community. Pray that you would be drawing those students to our time together. We continue to pray for our missionaries around the world. We thank you, the persons, grateful that you have helped them with the camp and all the needs that they've had there through typhoon season and the continued needs of the camp and protection. Father, we also think of things going on in our world. We continue to pray for Ukraine, that you would bring peace to that area. That we know all things happen that is a part of your plan, and help us to be found doing your will. We also pray for the ministries around our state. We think of the Plus One Ministry Center the opportunity of assisting them financially. But as our country goes through, again, the reminder that life is sacred and life is precious. Father, we pray for our country that we would truly see that in the issue of abortion, there are two lives that are impacted. And we pray for the unrest and the protests that your people, as they interact with the protesters, would show love. We pray for wisdom for our Supreme Court and our elected leaders, both locally and through the state and through the national government, that you would give them wisdom and cooler heads through this time. Father, we pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that we know it is an act of trust, of giving back to you. We ask that you would take these offerings and use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we were singing through that first hymn this morning, it kind of struck a chord with me here a little bit. It starts off as, there's a song within our heart, and it's Jesus talking to us, telling us, "Fear not, I am with thee. Peace, be still." He's not just saying, "Fear not." He's saying, "I am with thee." He can control our storm, and he can tell that storm to stop. Nor are we going to listen to him, I guess. But as it goes on down through there, that fourth verse is what really stuck with me. It kind of made me stop and look at it a little bit deeper. Sometimes he leads us through waters deep. Trials fall across the way. Sometimes that path is rough and steep, and maybe it seems a little bit impossible. But as we come through it, we can look back and see that he's the one that took us through it. His footprints are there. And we can sing praise to him because we know that he is with us and he can control our storm if we let him. But I just wanted to share a little bit of that that kind of stuck with me this morning. Maybe you're in a tough spot, but know that you can listen to the voice of Jesus. They're telling you to fear not and to put your trust in him. That he can tell that storm, peace, be still. So let's stand and worship this morning.
I will worship
all of my
worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Your rich in love and Your slow to
next song. It is the first time we're doing this one with you guys, so you could call it a new song, but it's not really a very new song because I think you'll know it. It's pretty simple and it's pretty powerful. So far, as many times as we've run through it, I've had goosebumps through it every time, so I can't help it, but
as morning shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but it's your name. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Shelter like no other, your name. Let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Is a strong and mighty tower. Your name like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of coming together to worship you. We thank you for the reminder that the lyrics of these songs provide for us of the many blessings that you bestow on us, of the privilege of calling you by name and knowing that we are your children and that we can come directly to you with our praises, our requests, our concerns. We pray that you would be with our time now as we look into your word and are reminded of the privilege we have to be adopted as your children. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.